Chapter 4. Pete Slaby's Challenge. July. The Eskimo and the oil man could not have come from more different backgrounds. If Edward Idda traced his strengths to a lifelong relationship with one location, Pete Slaby was a globe-trotting ambassador for technology and the only company he'd worked for since graduating college 29 years before. Royal Dutch Shell was the second biggest energy company in the world in 2010, with overall sales of $369 billion. Headquartered in the Netherlands, its 93,000 employees, 20 times the population of Barrow, generated profits of $18.6 billion in that year. Shell has offices in 90 countries. Roughly 24,000 people work for Shell just in the United States. When I see a drilling rig, I see it as aesthetically pleasing, Slaby told me. Shell was also widely considered a pioneer in offshore drilling. The company opened up the Gulf of Mexico in the 1960s by unveiling a new floating drill platform, a development so revolutionary, wrote industry analyst Tyler Priest, it was akin to John Glenn's space orbit. It made drilling possible in waters greater than 300 feet. Then in 1975, the company's new seismic technology pinpointed oil in the Gulf below 1,000 feet. To reach it, Shell constructed the first deep-water drill platform, winning the 1980 Award for Outstanding Civil Engineering Achievement from the American Society of Civil Engineers. No oil company had ever won that award before. When I see a drill rig, I see the shape of things coming together. The future oil executive came from Manchester, Connecticut, a Hartford suburb, and from an orderly block where every house stood 90 feet back from the street. Every home sat on a 3/4-acre plot. Life was math. His parents would still live in that house 50 years later. Pete Slaby's dad, Ted, worked as an aeronautical engineer at Pratt & Whitney for 37 years. Mom taught elementary school. They owned a small farm that the family worked on weekends. Asked to tell a story characterizing his father, Pete selected one about Pratt & Whitney's engineers refusing to quit on a jet engine they believed in.